The president has had a month since the National Assembly passed the resolutions directing the government to take action against all those who were found by parliament to have committed financial misdeeds. And we're talking of huge sums of money here. And the president has had plenty of time to take action. But when it came to doing so, the president has been very much wanting. So people are rightly are very disappointed, and rightly so.
What can Parliament do in this instance? Since the resolution passed by Parliament is supposedly binding, and the government, or for that matter, the president, cannot decide not to sack these people, are judged to have committed all kinds of financial improprieties.
Well, the president himself had stated publicly that he would take action. He had also made commitment to our development partners that would do so. Now that he hasn't, is setting his government on a collision course with Parliament. Parliament is meeting next month, late in January, and if he hasn't taken action as proposed by Parliament by then, definitely we will start with a debate on his failure. So he's setting himself up for a major collision with Parliament. And you are asking, what can Parliament do? Our Parliament, unfortunately, is heavily dominated by the president's own party, the Chama cha Mapinduzi, and the president may be banking on the fact that the parliamentary majority that he has will side with him. But I cannot see how Parliament is going to stand aside and not do anything, given the fact that the resolution was passed. It was bipartisan. It passed by a vast majority in the House. If the president doesn't do anything, and the members of his party in Parliament don't do nothing, it would basically be a major electoral, a major political question in the forthcoming election. This is a general election year, and the Tanzanians, who are very much disappointed by his performance, are going to take notice.
Some are saying that his refusal, or for that matter, not implementing a binding resolution, undermines the Constitution. Do you share that view?
I do, absolutely. I do, but the question is the political situation in the country. The parliamentary balance of power favors the president. The political climate is very slippery for them because they recently concluded local elections. The opposition, we in the opposition, fared very, very well. We will definitely fare much, much better in next year's general elections. So they can be sure, if he doesn't do anything by the time Parliament meets in January, we are going to raise hell with his government in the House.
Supporters, yes, of his administration are saying that he has taken drastic action on one of the ministers, which shows his commitment to weeding out corruption. You seem not to agree. Why?
That is a tap in the wrist, a slap in the wrist. Parliament had directed, had resolved that not only one minister, but had resolved that three ministers and the country's attorney general were to be sacked. And not just that, there were judges who were on the check. We had said that the judges who have been named in the Comptroller and Auditor General's report, that they have taken money from in a part of the money that was stolen, should be the investigations, official inquiry conduct with a view to getting them out of the judiciary should start. We had said that actions against all other people, because they're not just government officers, we're also talking of individuals who were proved to have taken money. So there are a broad range of actions that Parliament resolved to be taken, and getting rid of only one cabinet minister and leaving everybody else is grossly, grossly insufficient. So we are not fooled. What the president has done is a slap in the wrist, and we are not fooled.